Time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. So Joan, welcome back. We have a new Pope.
Oh.
Habemus Papam.
Habemus Papam, indeed.
And what a Pope.
I mean, is this show going to be an hour this week? Because, you know, it's like in an hour with Pope Francis, you only would begin to scratch the surface. We're finding a man very close to God in prayer and very close to people in deeds. So you have words and deeds, and he's living them out. And, you know, you look at Francis. He explained his name for the first time to the journalist when he met them in his first formal public meeting after meeting with the cardinals. And he also re-explained it Friday to the diplomatic corps, the twofold intention of choosing the name Francis, which, by the way, folks, he chose right then and there in the conclave. He was sitting next to, and he said, told the story. He was sitting next to Brazilian Cardinal Claudio James, and when they both could see that the numbers were going up and it was obvious that Cardinal Bergoglio was going to be the next pope, Cardinal James leaned over to his friend of many years and said, "Don't forget the poor." And it was in that moment that Cardinal Bergoglio decided on the name Francis.
Which is interesting because he's a Jesuit.
But a man who, as he did explain in his name, who loves very much St. Francis, who's lived his own life as Archbishop of Buenos Aires and even before, in a sense of poverty. He had a very simple apartment. There was no fancy car. He rode the buses. He lived his existence as many other people did. He didn't have people at his beck and call. Certainly, he had a staff at the Curia. He will have a staff here in Rome. But he's living out his life as Holy Father, as he did it then, the humility, the humanity, and we've even seen a very good sense of humor. And, for example, going back to the early days or hours of his pontificate, he rode the little minibus back to the Santa Marta residence where the cardinals had been staying from the Sistine Chapel. And I saw one picture somebody took, and it's all the little red zucchettos and then this little white zucchetto right in the midst. He goes down to the dining room and picks out his own tray and looks around the dining room for a place to sit. So he's, you know, enjoying being with the cardinals that way. But my favorite picture, certainly of the first month of his pontificate, is going to be the one where he goes to the Casa del Clero, the clerical prelate residency for prelates visiting Rome. And here he is, dressed in white. He is now the new Holy Father, Pope Francis, and he's at the front desk paying his bill. And, of course, I'm surprised they let him pay his bill. I wouldn't have charged the man myself, I don't think.
Well, maybe they didn't.
We never truly knew that. So his gestures already, and then the biggest gesture for Holy Week, for heaven's sakes, that was just announced this week, that the Mass of the Lord's Supper, which is normally held in St. John Lateran Basilica, and a couple times Benedict held it in St. Peter's, that is going to be at a youth detention center on the periphery of Rome. And the wonderful thing about that is, I mean, this totally reflects his love for the poor, the sick, the underprivileged, the homeless. And I think what's wonderful is that we already know now there's probably going to be only Vatican television, Vatican radio, maybe a pool of two or three photographers, which is exactly as it should be for that kind of a mass. That this is a very important liturgical event, but also will be a very important personal moment, not only for the Holy Father, but for everyone at that center. So we're seeing great, great evidence of a man who has lived poverty, who said that's why he chose the name Francis, because of Francis's love for the poor. But he also noted that St. Francis was a builder, a seeker of peace. And that's what we'll see in just a minute, looking at some of our notes. That's what he told the diplomatic corps on Friday. Here are the two reasons I chose my name: St. Francis's love for the poor and his desire to build peace. There's just so many signals that Pope Francis is giving out. For example, he this week met the leaders of religions, Christian and non. Patriarch Bartholomew, the ecumenical patriarch of Constantinople, came and spoke in the name of the other leaders present. And this was the first time since the Great Schism of 1054 that a patriarch had come for, not the first time in Rome, but had come for the inauguration of a pontificate. So huge rich history there. But what is more interesting, with the Orthodox, it must be understood that, for example, for Bartholomew, leader of the Orthodox, well, in name only, because there's autocephalous, there's independent Orthodox churches. They don't have a single leader like the Roman Catholic Church does. But for the Orthodox, the patriarch is the descendant of St. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, and they believe that God gave the duty to build his church and the keys to the kingdom to Andrew. Whereas, of course, we Catholics believe that St. Peter was given, Peter, the rock upon whom I'll build my church. So it was very significant for Pope Francis to address Bartholomew as my brother Andrew. Francis, though, John Paul and Francis did to go into crowds. And we saw that Sunday at the Mass when he celebrated Mass in the parish church of St. Anne's in the Vatican. Teensy little church, can't seat many people. A lot of us go there, you know, for daily Mass. It's very beautiful, been around since the 16th century. And so he went there just as a normal parish priest. And what I loved afterwards, as people poured out of the church, there he was, the Holy Father, greeting them, hugging them, you know, caressing little children. But as the people kept pouring out, I said to someone, I was doing a television commentary at the time, and I said to someone, you know, I think they're opening the back door to the church and letting people in, because it seemed like more were greeting him than were there for Mass. And then he turns around, and St. Anna Gate is like 12 feet away, and then you're in the city of Rome, and he just, you know, wanders out into the streets of the city of Rome to meet people.
We had the inauguration Mass of the Petrine Ministry on Tuesday. That was in St. Peter's Square.
Amazing Mass and an amazing homily. The words that have come up in his homilies, he spoke a great deal because of the number of, there were 132 delegations, world leaders, religious leaders, civil and religious. He stressed his own ministry. He said, my own ministry is not one of power. It is one of service. And he said that authentic authority is service. He stressed the words Sunday at the Angelus and at the Mass in St. Anne's of mercy, of divine mercy. God is always there. He loves us in a way that none of us can understand, and he never tires of loving us. We should never tire of asking for his love and his mercy. At his Mass Tuesday, because it was the Feast of St. Joseph, he highlighted St. Joseph's own ministry to be the protector of Jesus, the protector of Mary, a man of great humility and of service. Pope Francis talked about protecting creation, which is not only nature, God's creation. It is his most beautiful creature, and that is man. And again, Pope Francis stressed helping the poor, helping the old, helping the young, the unprotected, and those who are defenseless. And I think it behooves us really to underline one or two things he said to the diplomatic corps whom he received on Friday. He said, through you, the ambassadors, he said, I can, in a sense, reach out to every one of your fellow citizens, their joys, troubles, expectations, and desires. What matters most to the Holy See is the good of every person on this earth. And by the way, he kept referring to himself, as you and I know he has done, as the Bishop of Rome. He does not refer to his title of Holy Father or I, Pope, Bishop of Rome. And he said he also hopes there's an opportunity to begin a journey with the countries that don't have diplomatic relations with the Holy See, but some of whom were present at the Mass for the beginning of his ministry. And then the Holy Father did go into explaining his name. We've gone over that, his reasons for choosing Francis. He said one of the titles of the Bishop of Rome is Pontiff, a builder of bridges. It is not possible to build bridges between people while forgetting God. But the converse is also true. It's not possible to establish true links with God while ignoring other people. And then he talked about dialogue, not only with countries, but with religions, and placed particular emphasis on Islam. I thought that was very interesting. So in his closing remarks to the diplomats, he said, fighting poverty, again, poverty, a theme of his pontificate, fighting poverty, both material and spiritual, building peace and constructing bridges. These, as it were, are the reference points for a journey I want to invite each of the countries here represented to take up. He said, it's a difficult journey. He knows that. He's not saying something that is going to be easy to accomplish, but he has to say it. So he's Holy Father, and I'm fascinated by the emphasis on the Bishop of Rome.
Well, we'll wait and see, won't we?
Next week, more stories and probably more little forays into the unknown and unscripted with Pope Francis.
Thank you very much, Joan.
Bless.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.